Storm Lake Boys Basketball Head Coach Heath Stille, my guest here before the boys varsity game gets underway. And Coach, as we always do, we back up to the prior game, and I could talk about Tuesday night all night, really, if you want to. I mean, it was a terrific game, 101-87 victory for you and the guys.
Yeah, I thought our guys came out really well on Tuesday and really did a good job moving the basketball, sharing the basketball. We were the aggressive team. We had a majority of our guys scored. Six of our eight or nine that played scored. So that's always a good night for us. And five guys in double figures, just sharing the basketball really well right now.
Yeah, I mean, shooting it so well. And I look at the team stats through your game so far. Five games under our belt. We're 51% from the field overall and 33% from the arc, getting to the line a little bit, 66% right there. So the guys are putting themselves in position to get some high percentage shots.
Yeah, and we've done a good job of that. And that's kind of what we've told our guys, is that we want to get to the paint. We want to be shooting a lot better inside the paint than what we are outside the paint. And Coach Cone's our numbers guy, and he always, every night, it's always like, okay, we scored 36 out here, but how many did we score in the paint? Like, you guys have got to understand the difference in our effectiveness on those shots. So I think our guys have done a good job of that. And understanding that a little bit, too. It's a learning mentality, but we're getting there, and we'd like to get to the free throw line a little bit more. But we'll get there as it comes.
Not too often, Coach, do we have a guy deliver 10 assists, double-digit assists, and Mach Niao did that Tuesday to go along with 23 points, 10 dimes. I mean, he was really, really good.
Yeah, he just distributes the basketball really well. He attacks the basket, and he is looking for that open guy, and there's times when he's going to the basket and he's going to score, but a majority of the time he is looking to kick the ball. If there's a spot there, he's going to get you the basketball. And he's done a good job of that, and we can't fault Chalk or Chom. Chalk hit some big shots for us on those kick-out shots, and him and Chom both have 7 rebounds to go along with their double-digit points, so those two really stepped up, I thought, again as well.
Yeah, you bring up Chakachumalu. I mean, I look at him through 5 games, 16 of 29 from the floor, 10 of 21 from the arc. If he can even come close to, you know, staying close to those numbers, that's a really, really good thing.
Yeah, he is. He shot the ball really well. He's been a big surprise for us, I guess you could say. We really weren't sure how much he would contribute here and there, but he's done a good job right now of really fitting in with these guys and helping them out and just playing with us and doing a good job with that.
Yeah, not sure how guys are fitting in or how they'll do. You have two sophomores who have been continuing to come off the bench, and Jamal Gatwich and Mark Eady. I look at their shooting percentages through the first 5 games. Mark's 47% from the arc, Jamal 38%. I mean, you can't say enough about their play either.
No, those two have really stepped up, and we've had that conversation with those two, or I have by myself with those two a little bit, and just told them that they are leaders, and they could go down and play JV, and they could score a lot more, but you guys have stepped up, and you guys have closed your mouths, and you guys want to play basketball, and you guys fit in with this group really well, and you guys know your roles. You're not going to do anything too much that you can't do. You're going to shoot the ball when it's there, and if it's not there, you're not going to force it. But I would say Jamal is, there's no moment too big for him right now. He's hit some big shots for us, and he's been in that situation, so he's done a good job with that.
All right, Coach, let's take a short break. We'll talk about tonight's opponent, a good one, the Lamar's Bulldogs in town. More with Coach Stille after this on Mix 101.7. Bulldogs, Tornadoes. Here we go from Tornado Fieldhouse, continuing our pregame talk with Coach Stille. Lamar's comes to town, Coach. I mean, they've won, what, 3 straight games after opening up with a close loss to Unity Christian. They've come back with wins against Spencer, Cherokee, most recently Estherville, Lincoln Central.
Yeah, they're a quality ball club. We've talked quite a bit about them, and they're a team that is down a little bit this year from what they have been in the past, but Dave Irwin always has their guys really well coached. They're going to run a lot of set plays. They'll try to run Alex Irwin, his kid, off a bunch of screens. He's averaging 21 points right now. They like the ball in his hand. And they're just going to make you take care of the basketball. They're not going to beat themselves. And that's what I've really noticed so far watching them on film. But I think that this is a team that we should be able to compete with, and there's no reason that we can't compete with these guys tonight.
Yeah, for Tornado fans, if you want to compare scores, we lost a week ago tonight against Spencer by 6. Bulldogs beat them by 6. They beat Cherokee by 10. We beat the Braves by 14. I mean, this has the makings again of well worth your $5 spent to come on out and see Storm Lake basketball.
This would be well worth your money tonight. This dates back to February 27, 2006, is the last time that a Storm Lake boys basketball team has beaten Lamar. So it's the last conference meeting with them in Tornado Fieldhouse, so I think that our guys are going to be up and ready for this one. Obviously, we're going to have to play pretty well and take care of the basketball and just play composed, but the bigger the crowd, I think the bigger the moment for these guys, and these guys love that situation, and they love the intensity that the crowd brings for them.
Does that date just roll off the tongue that easy, Coach?
Yeah, 26 in a row.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I won't say it, but I was going to say, Hull Western Christian on the road at Hull on Tuesday, we would have a streak to possibly break right there. But first things first, Lamar's Bulldogs. I mean, I'm sure your guys won't have any issue being amped up for this. The driving weather's great. I'm really hoping for a packed Tornado Fieldhouse. No reason why there shouldn't be. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Let's go have some fun tonight on a Friday.
No problem. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Dilley in the pregame. We'll take a break. Starting lineups around the corner right here on StormLakeRadio.com and locally on Mix 101.7.